Before we start the sermon, I need to say thank you to a really special person. I'm going to get some help on doing that. One of my favorite Bible passages is found in Exodus 31. This is where the children of Israel have been freed from Egypt and they're ready to construct the tabernacle. Exodus 31, then the Lord, chapter starting with verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, silver, bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. And I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tabernacle of meeting, the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furniture of the tabernacle." There are a couple of thrilling things about that, about these verses, to my mind. First of all, it says that when it came to constructing the wilderness tabernacle, where God would meet with his people, the Lord called Bezalel by name. In other words, God didn't vaguely suggest to Moses that he find a good craftsman somewhere. God knew who he wanted and called Bezalel by name. The second thrilling thing about these verses is that it specifically says that God gave the Holy Spirit to Bezalel so that he could completely fulfill God's plans for this new house of worship. This morning, we're going to say thank you to a man I believe is a modern-day Bezalel. I believe that Kirk Robinson has not only many of the skills Bezalel must have possessed, but also a gentle, Holy Spirit-inspired attitude as well. As you will hear, Kirk has done so much, often behind the scenes, to enhance this very house of worship over the past several years. And since I am by no means qualified to truly communicate what Kirk has done for us, I'd like to introduce two people who are. George Nordby is the chair of our Capital Improvements Project, known fondly as CIP. Nona Nordby is the chair of the Decorating Committee. She and her team were responsible for recarpeting the church, choosing the colors and so on, and as well as the chairs in the fellowship hall and a host of other improvements. So George and Nona, if you would just come up here to the platform, because I know that you have some appreciative things to say to Kirk.
I want to read a letter. This letter is to Kirk, but I want the congregation to hear the letter also. This letter was generated at the behest of our board. It is signed by Malin Shirk, pastor, Gary Salzman, chair of the board, and myself, chair of the Capital Improvement Committee. Dear Kirk, it is with great pleasure and thanks that we write you this letter on behalf of the church board. The board has recognized your high degree of interest in helping with church repairs and projects well before the Capital Improvement Program, the CIP. That began in 2011. Then, as the CIB progressed, you were asked to perform some work, and as time went on, you were willing to take on more responsibility for leading out with the various construction activities, until you were performing major work yourself, and also arranged for purchase of materials and the retaining and management of subcontractors. Your attention to detail has been noted by the board, and it is very thankful for your participation in the CIP that, without your involvement, would have been much more management intensive and costly for the church. Then, after the CIP was wrapped up in 2014, it has been reported to the board that you have been willing to be involved in a continuing fashion with several smaller work items, such as, but not limited to, trimming several of the exterior doors to allow proper closing function, assisting with review of north wing roof drainage issues, touch-up painting on the west side of the north wing, and working with a cabinet shop to provide additional cabinets in the fireside room. And by the way, we're still waiting for that part. And most recently, let out with repair to the south portico roof on our south entrance to the narthex. As a thank you for all that you have done with a passion and interest in doing perfect work, the board is presenting you with a monetary thanks of $2,000. I hope you have some old tools that need replacing or some new ones that you've been eyeing. Kirk, if you would please come forward, I'd like to give you this letter and your check. I also want to give a shout out to Lonnie and Dixie, Kirk's parents, and thank them for raising a swell fella, and especially to Dixie, because I know she rides herd on both Kirk and Lonnie. And I also want to thank you, Lonnie, in a special way, because I know you provided the background that allows Kirk to do his fine work, and also thank you so much for providing a lot of input to the capital improvement program. Amen.
And Kirk, on behalf of the decorating committee, I want to tell you and thank you for all that you did for us on behalf of the committee. Through the whole complex remodeling of our church area, you were our go-to guy. Your talents as fixer, repairer, purchaser, problem solver, crisis fixer made you truly God's gift to the Bellevue Church. And just so you won't forget how much we appreciate you, we have here a lead crystal paperweight that you put on top of all things on your desk so that you remember how important you are to us. And it says, CIP and beyond, thanks, 2018.
Thank you.
He's a man of few words, isn't he? Boy, let me tell you. My Kirk story has to do with, there's a projection on the corner of the building back there beyond that memorial rock, which nobody ever goes and studies. But somehow Kirk had to do something with refinishing that or doing something with it. And I don't even know what it was. But you go back and look at that little projection out there. That is perfectly planed. It is just perfect. It's like that it would be the center of attention. But it's not. It's back in the corner. But that's an example of how Kirk does his job. It must be done well, no matter who, if anybody, will ever take a look at it and try to evaluate it. So thank you again, Kirk. Appreciate you coming up here and taking our thanks. He's a guy who doesn't covet the limelight, but we got him up here, and we appreciate that so much.